these deeply, deeply imbalanced forces that are operating in a frequency range just outside of the human five sense range, they're the forces that the quote Satanists and such people interact with when they're doing their rituals. You know, I know you've talked about on the show Bohemian Grove. In Northern California, where elite go and do their funny rituals, but all around the world, in my research over the last 1.5 decades, I keep coming up with this whole recurring theme as I document my books of the elite, those in power, the people we see on CNN and the news every day, taking part in these satanic, often human sacrifice rituals. And what they're doing is they're interacting with the forces that actually possess them. I mean, this age-old thing about possession, it's true. These forces can possess the mental, emotional, or lack of emotional faculties of these people, and in effect, these people just become vehicles for them. And if you look in the eyes of people like Tony Blair, you can see it. You can see, and I tell you what, just a quick story. I had an experience a few years ago now, actually before I got into any of this stuff, George, with a former Prime Minister of Britain called Ted Heath. He was Prime Minister from 1970 to 74, and he was the man that took us into what is now the European Union. And he was on a television show that I was on. He'd been on it before, and he was in the makeup room having makeup taken off, and I was led in the makeup room to have it put on to go into the studio to do the interview, and I was left alone with him. And I didn't see him when I first went in. I thought it was an empty room.
Yeah.
And I sat in the chair, and I turned to my right, and I saw him sitting there. He was looking at the mirror, and I said, "Hello, mate, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. I never met him before." And he turned his head, and like I say, I was not into any of this stuff, but he turned his head, not his body, and he very slowly, and he looked at me, and he never said a word at any point in the entire interchange. His eyes then moved and to the top of my head, not his face didn't move, just his eyes, and then his eyes went slowly down my body to my feet, and then went back again to the top of my head, and then he turned and looked at the mirror. It was like he was scanning me. That's all I can describe. The point is, though, that while he was doing this and I looked into his eyes, all of his eyes went, both of them went black. Not just the pupil or the color, the whites, everything went black. And when you look into someone's eyes, we say, I made eye contact.
Sure.
There is a point where you make a contact when you look in somebody's eyes. Not this time. What I would say now is I was looking through him into another dimension. I was looking at, like, into two black holes. There was no point where there was any contact. It just went on and on and on. And, of course, I came back to my family that night not knowing any of this stuff. I went, "God, my goodness, you'll never believe the experience I've had with Ted Heath tonight." But now I understand what I was looking at. And I saw this with another British politician too before I got into understanding what it was all about. And so when they talk about sacrifices to the gods in history, what the sacrifice is a release of terror, fear, energy in the sacrificial victim, which these people feed off on their dimension. They feed off this energy of fear and terror that is, of course, heightened by the way the ritual is built up to get more and more terror from the victim. And, of course, when you're talking about wars and conflict, imagine the energy of fear and terror that is pouring out of Iraq now, the former Babylon, of course, the former Sumer, which these entities and forces in these other dimensions feed off. And so when in the first Matrix movie, the Morpheus character held up a battery and said they have turned the human race into one of these. In effect, that's a large part of what's happening. The more fear, the more terror, the more low vibrational emotion, the more it's lunch, if you like, for these forces that feed off us. And so the whole satanic thing is very much part of it, and part of what these people are answerable to. And that's why they're so terrified not to do as they're told, because they answer to forces they're terrified of.
You know, what's interesting, too, is you were able to walk into a dressing room where your prime minister was. There's no way you could do that with our president. I mean, they'd have Secret Service all over the place.
Yeah, well, he was a former prime minister, to be fair. But even then, the point's still valid because, you know, I've had experiences with other presidents and what have you from the past, and they're always surrounded by people as well, or bodyguards and what have you. So it is valid, but that's the way it was here, but it's not anymore in terms of the way that the control and the security is being ratcheted up all the time.